Hello and a warm welcome from our studios here in the capital, Tehran. You tune into the 6:30 p.m. edition of World News on Press TV. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says his country will stand by any nation or group that chooses to fight against Israel.
بعد از اینم هر جا هر ملتی هر گروهی با رژیم صهیونیستی مبارزه کنه مقابله کنه ما پشت سر رژیم و کمکش میکنیم و هیچ ابایی هم از گفتن این حرف نداریم
Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted Iran's role in the 33-day war between Israel and Lebanon and Tel Aviv's 22-day war against Gaza, both of which resulted in Israel's defeat. He said Israel is a cancerous tumor which must be removed. Ayatollah Khamenei also referred to threats by the U.S. and its allies against Iran over the country's nuclear energy program and said that Iran will not retreat from its path. He said Iran will use its own capabilities to counter the U.S. threats in time. Ayatollah Khamenei also said the sanctions against Iran have proven counterproductive and have led to the nation's scientific growth. Meanwhile, Iran has successfully launched a new satellite into orbit. Domestically built Navid satellite is a remote sensing observation satellite designed to collect data on weather conditions and is capable of monitoring for natural disasters. Iran's latest scientific achievement comes despite decades of Western-imposed sanctions and ongoing threats against the country.
Navid Ilm-o San'at, which literally means good news of science and industry, has been sent into orbit at an altitude of between 250 and 370 kilometers. The domestically built observation satellite is a remote sensing satellite and is aimed at boosting Iran's aerospace and research capabilities worldwide. Navid satellite was blasted off aboard an Iranian-made Safir rocket. The satellite, which weighs 50 kilograms, will be used for the telephotography, measurement and specification of different locations. It can also be used for weather forecasts, management of natural disasters and monitoring atmospheric changes. The recent launch comes despite the U.S. and its allies increasing sanctions against Iran. Some analysts say the launch shows that the U.S. pressures have been counterproductive.
It's testimony to how evil the sanctions are. There shouldn't be any sanctions. America and the West should be offering diplomatic relations. They should be offering trade deals with Iran and other countries. In spite of all of that, it just makes the Iranian achievement even greater. That you have all these countries who want to hurt Iran, claiming they love the people of Iran, but they're trying to hurt Iran, and in spite of all of that, the Iranian achievement is even greater.
The U.S. and its allies have done anything from threatening to launch a military strike and imposing further sanctions on Iran to assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists to, according to what they say, stop Iran's nuclear program. Tehran, a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, says it will not give up its rights to have peaceful nuclear energy, and neither sanctions nor threats can stop it from making scientific and technological breakthroughs.